Hello there, I'm John Francis.
And I am Marianne Penn.
In this part of Chatterbox, we'll have further news items from the Norwich Evening News, updates from the Information Desk, and our second feature, which is by Barry Madden of the Norfolk Wildlife Trust, giving us information about newts and how we may encourage them to thrive.
And now, news on a proposed revamp of the A47 Thickthorn roundabout and some stories about local businesses. We have roadwork worries for businesses in Thorpe End and a bigger investment in the area by Kettle Foods and a popular station bistro being put up for sale.
Events where people can have their say over the multi-million pound proposals for a major revamp of a key junction on the A47 have begun. Highways England announced its preferred option for upgrading the Thickthorn interchange on the edge of Norwich 2 years ago as part of a £300 million series of upgrades along the A47 corridor. But it acknowledged it needed to find a solution to deal with fears about potential rat running in Cantley Lane South, and recently tweaked its designs for a final stint of consultation before plans are lodged. The changes to the junction, which could cost up to £50 million, include two one-way link roads for drivers heading from the northbound A11 to the eastbound A47, and from the westbound A47 to the southbound A11. That will see three underpasses built under the A11, the A47 westbound and the A47 eastbound, and will mean that traffic can completely bypass the Thickthorn roundabout. The existing roundabout will be upgraded to incorporate a fourth lane on the southern section. Traffic signals will be installed at the junction with the B1172. Junctions from Cantley Lane to the A11 and A47 will be closed, with a new link road connecting Cantley Lane South to the B1172 Norwich Road via two bridges. A new footbridge over the A47 for walkers, cyclists and horse riders, replacing the existing footbridge, which will be demolished. Bosses at Highways England say, depending on the planning process, work could begin in 2021 and the changes could be complete by 2023. People can have their say at www.highwaysengland.co.uk/A47Thickthorn, by writing to Free Post A47 Thickthorn Junction, or by completing one of the forms available at the public events.
Businesses have appealed for support ahead of 8 weeks of roadworks, which will effectively cut a Norfolk village in half. Drainage improvement work, scheduled to begin in Thorpe End next month, will see a section of Plumstead Road, the main road through the Garden Village, closed for almost 2 months. Fears have now been raised that the works will in effect cut the village in half, with businesses on the parade running alongside the road preparing themselves for the impact. The same stretch of road was closed during the construction of the Northern Distributor Road, now known as Broadland Northway, and traders are fearing a case of déjà vu when the work gets underway. While access to the parade of businesses will be maintained at the Broadland Drive end, those approaching from the city will be diverted onto the £205 million road. Pippa Hyde, who runs Tea, Bags and Shoes, said, "We have issues when the NDR was being built and definitely experienced a downturn in trade. We have our loyal regulars, some of whom made more visits to support us, but it is the loss of passing trade that is concerning." Chris Smith, manager of Aga Furniture, added, "We're having a difficult time as it is. Shops either side of us have closed, so that hasn't helped our footfall. So it has come at a great. It has not come as a great time. Meanwhile, the Thorpe End Clinic and Osteopath Clinic on the parade has concerns about patients missing appointments as a result of the closure." Lynn Carter of the clinic said, "Our main concern is we take quite a few patients who are referred to us from around the county. That may not be familiar with the area will find it tougher to locate us. Each business has been written to by the county council, notifying them that works will begin on or around the 17th of July, with two-way traffic lights used for the first 2 weeks, followed by a six-week road closure.
Kettle Foods has been making crisps in Norwich for more than 30 years now, with the majority of its potatoes grown within 30 miles of the factory. Now a new intake and grading building at the firm's Beauthorpe headquarters is expected to handle 63,000 tonnes of Norfolk-grown potatoes in the next 12 months, but it has the capacity to process 120,000 tonnes a year. It includes a trailer bay able to unload 8 bulk lorries, a grader to remove stones, soil and undersized potatoes, a barrel washer, a halver to chop large potatoes to the correct size, and an optical separator which can identify and remove unwanted foreign objects by using 3 cameras, taking as many as 40 images of every item passing through the conveyors to assess their colour and density. And finally, the last line of defence for food quality and safety is a state-of-the-art X-ray to extract any dangers hidden from the cameras, ensuring that nothing but premium potatoes are transported via a water flume system to the cooking rooms. The managing director, Ashley Hicks, said the 2-year project had been completed just an hour before the launch event. He said, 30 years ago, our founders set up home in Norfolk to be as close as possible to our potato farmers, and we still love using locally grown potatoes today. This new intake facility will enable us to expand so that Norwich remains the home of Kettle Foods for many more years to come. We're celebrating our 30th birthday this year, so this is a really fitting milestone for us to be opening a building which will set us up for the next 30 years. We've got some state-of-the-art equipment that we're using that isn't used anywhere else in the UK potato industry, particularly the X-ray, to make sure no foreign bodies get into our process. For us, that's the most important thing. We want to make sure that food safety and quality is critical. The project cost of £1.7 million is being funded by Kettle Foods with the support of its parent company, Campbell's, and £1 million has been grant-funded.
Wife and husband team Kate and Simon Leader purchased the Station Bistro, then called Brief Encounter, at Wyndham train station in March 2011. Mrs. Leader, the manager, said the couple fell in love with the historic building on first sight and spent the next 8 years renovating the large second dining room and outside patio. She said, when we first took over the cafe, we pictured ourselves running a little tea room, but it has more than 50 covers and constant footfall from the trains. It has been a really manic few years. As well as taking on the new venture, the couple continued to run their first business, Station Taxis, which they have owned for more than 20 years. Although still enamoured with the cafe, Mrs. Leader said the workload had become too much, pointing to long antisocial hours and changes in their family life as a catalyst for selling up. She said, "It's taken a long time to come to this decision. It's the right decision for us, but I will miss the regulars, the staff, and everything about the social side of running the cafe." The family of four will continue to live in Wyndham, and Mrs. Leader said she and her husband were excited to spend more time with their 2 children, aged 10 and 13, before they are too embarrassed to be seen with us. The leasehold sale is being managed by Norwich-based Everett Mason and Furby, with an asking price of £99,000, an estimated annual turnover in the region of £220,862. Mrs. Leader said that although the couple were keen to sell the business, they hoped it would be taken over by someone with the same passion they felt for it.